cliffcentral.com.
We're coming to you live from the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards in proud association with Yellowwood. My name is Mashani Sifuti, and I'm here with the oh-so-gorgeous, oh-so-beautiful Simpiwe Mthethwa. And we're from Cliff Central, and we do have a special guest joining us.
Well, can I just say, I'm excited now.
I'm excited
like my
too.
My excitement went from like 50 to 1,000. Hey. Because this person that is right in front of me is one of like my favorite TikTokers. You know, he has these TikToks that leave me laughing. I'm just like, oh my word, oh my gosh. And in front of me right now. Oh God.
Simpiwe is losing her mind.
I can feel it.
Yes. I can feel the energy.
And you probably got an idea with the voice now. Come on.
We're joined by the oh so lovely Lasizwe.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. Edit in the sound effects. Don't worry.
Please, man. This is Cliff Central, perhaps. Hello.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous, baby. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you.
I'm sure you smell great as well. Ne?
Listen, babes, yeah. It's been a long day. So hopefully I'm still smelling good.
And you're here at the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards.
Yes.
And we've seen you actually presenting something that side.
Yes.
What's going on?
So we're here at the Next Gen with Telkom. We are here to surprise, you know, my audience, my fans, my supporters. You know, these are the people that actually shape our country. They are the voices and influencers, you know.
Yes.
I call these people the silent whispers, because you listen to them. They tell you what's currently trending right now, where
yes.
everything is going. And they tell their parents, and their parents actually are the decision makers.
Mm.
So who is actually the decision maker? The next gens.
The kids are.
Yep.
Yes. And I think it's pretty obvious, because I like asking people, so which brand do you think has stood out?
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty obvious in your case, which brand is killing it?
Period.
You know, and we just want to know, you know, in your opinion, why do you think they're killing it? They're doing the things in the game right now.
Sure. You know what? There are a lot of brands that are killing it. I like to mention one of them is Telkom.
Yes.
I think the reason why is that they have really diversified their packages to serve every part of the economy. You know, South Africans, you know, they cater for the youth, they cater for the middle class, they cater for every single one in South Africa with the different packages that they have, you know. And you need to be that kind of person.
Yes.
You need to be able to serve a chakalaka, a mince,
yes.
a spaghetti, you know, a salad there and there for everybody to eat.
Yes.
Keeping us on TikTok.
Yep.
Keeping us on Instagram.
Period.
Keeping us connected.
Yep.
Have you seen how expensive data is, Bazalwane?
Yo, babes. In this Ramaphosa economy.
And also, since we're talking about the kids and what they're up to and the power that they hold, is there a message that you'd like to also share with the young ones? Because, you know, I'm a follower, and
yes.
I'm just one of millions that follow you and look
yeah.
up
yes.
to you.
My message so far is that the kids are killing it.
Yes.
Right now, the kids have a voice. The kids know what mental health is. The kids are telling us that, babe, you're being toxic. You're gaslighting
yes.
me, and I don't like it. You're being a nasty malume, and no. Right now, the kids are literally changing how we grew up.
Mm.
You know, we grew up knowing, ute umalume, lo shale apuza. Hey, we can't talk to him.
Just
nah,
leave
just leave him. Now nah, that kid's like, Malume, you're an alcoholic, babe. You need help.
But listen here.
Listen here.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, who hurt you? You know, let's talk about your childhood traumas. You know, and that's what the kids are doing now. And I am advocating for it. I think we are moving in a direction where kids are genuinely going to be decision makers very soon. And that's how smart and we are so aware, and hence why platforms such as Next Gen, you know, Cliff Central are so important, because that outfit, it's not giving.
And that's exactly why we're here, to give the next generation a voice, give them a platform
yes.
to actually voice out how they're feeling, what brands they think are cool,
yes.
and what they think is popping at the moment.
Yes. I look forward to the rest of the evening. I'm very excited, because now I'm going to be partying with Lasizwe. I'm going to be I'm rubbing shoulders. Hey. Guys, please put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
Like, I think I should be official Zim Tetwa now. You know what I mean?
Dilo di changes. Dilo di Chite.
We'll be dipping and doing it later on this evening.
Thank you.
All right.
Have will a good one.
Yes, will we be seeing more of you this evening?
Darling, maybe, maybe not. You know, I'm seeing a lot of the kids and stuff, taking photos, and I'm just mingling. I'm just, you know, trying to figure out that, okay, what do you guys like watching on TikTok? So maybe I could improve myself, you know what I'm saying?
Research
is very important.
Very important.
These events are very crucial. Mm-hmm. They voted for the brands. They consume the brands. Mm. And hence why we are here.
100%. Okay. 100%. Well, thank you so much for joining us last season.
Thank you. You guys are fabulous hosts. Like, you made me feel so comfortable. Shout out to you guys.
That's all
they should actually... Cliff's... get a Cliff.
Yes.
Papa erase, please.
Please.
Add some bliff.
You know what? This is the cost of petrol.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, winner. Hey.
I'm all just right. saying.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm Sim here.
And I'm Mash.
And we're from Cliff Central, and we are talking to some really amazing people. And right now we have two amazing kids right here at the Sunday Times Gen Next in a proud association with Yellowwood. And we're just going to ask them how they're feeling, if we pass the vibe check, you know, how's the day going. But before we continue, let's get their names. Who are you guys?
Okay, so I'm Storm.
My name is Kat.
You guys already have cool names. Storm and Cat, number one. I'm like, hey, Bo.
Hansen.
And what school are you guys from?
So we're from Eden Glen High School.
Oh, wow. What grade are you guys in?
I'm in grade 10.
I'm in grade 11.
Ooh, oh, wow. Okay, the end is almost near for you. Just hold on a bit longer. One more year.
And good luck.
quick question. Is this your first time at the Sunday Times Gen Next?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
And how's the vibe?
Yo, this vibe is really good, man. I mean, we came here expecting like some sort of conference or something else. But when we walked in, the music, the people, the laughter, it was just so good. So I like that they offer free food and drinks. And also, it's pretty fun. We went and competed in a dance competition. I won a couple of things.
Oh, so you know how to dance?
Yes, of course. I've got some really lacquer moves.
Okay. You must show us after
my
this.
Band.
You must teach me because I have two left feet, so you must teach me.
I have a colored auntie, so you must know the vibe is there. The vibe is there. So. Yeah.
And then what brands have stood out to you guys so far?
So obviously Doritos with their PS5 raffle plugs.
I'm honestly really interested in music. The first time I passed here, the first one I saw was...
CliffCentral.com.
Yes. So I did earlier go on to Spotify and search on you guys, and I did
so there's
follow.
Two podcasts that you need to download. It's the Gareth Cliff Show podcast and the Third Draft podcast. Okay.
Yeah, podcast.
Yep.
There we go. It's a shameless plug.
And have you guys engaged in any of the activities so far? All the games and the dancing and the photo booths.
Yeah. You can go first.
So we have taken a few photos at the photo booth. We got a couple of slushies. We got a couple of chocolates from Cadbury. We spoke to Proudly SA.
Nice.
They were doing as well a dance competition, and that's how we got these bags.
So you guys danced?
Well, yeah, I danced.
He's so good that he even won a prize. My guy.
Yo.
You need to hook me up with those memes, okay? You need to just hook me up with those memes.
I will do so. And then... there was also Pin Pop.
Yes.
Pin Pop was there. They were giving out these big raffles of their lollipops. So for that was also a dance competition. And then there was a general knowledge competition as well.
Don't tell me you won that one as well, Chief.
Well, I won that one.
You're just winning everything,
yeah,
man.
No.
You're the
like
guy
I
we
said.
Should be talking to, la. You're the guy.
Like
must
I said,
befriend you. If you win the PS, what? We need to talk after this, okay?
Of course. We need to talk now. And then what stood out for you in terms of activities?
I didn't really get, because I'm, one, not a dancer as most, but I do, like, specifically gaming.
Okay.
So I did enter the Doritos Challenge.
So if you win, you and me, afterwards, let's talk, ne?
We'll do it.
Okay, cool.
100%. 50-50, la.
Of course.
You get it on Sundays.
And has there been, like, a brand that stood up for you in terms of just their coolness and how they interact with, you know, the youth? You guys are the youngins. In 2020. Oh, 2022.
Of course. So I think that for me it was Pin Pop. They were really hyped up. They came on stage. The ladies were really nice, very kind. They spoke and we did the general knowledge questions and we won the prize. So that was pretty fun. And then also Brand Essay came up as well. And that was nice because they had this huge raffle, like full of stuff, like Cadbury stuff, Milo, all of these things, chocolates, and that was also pretty fun. This one guy, he was quite tall and he carried this big, it was huge, like a box. It was a huge box of stuff. And he had the biggest smile on his face. So yeah, it's been a very good experience. I've never had an experience like this, and it's honestly a privilege to be here.
Beautiful. It is quite a privilege to be here, as he says. Well, mainly what I'm known for is for my tallness. So for the Sunday Times, since they have been they invited us to this event, I got to sign on top of the sunny board since I can reach there.
Look at you flexing with your height.
You know? And then one is specifically Doritos because as a grade 11, times are tough with tests and writing a lot and packs up, and after then I feel like the prizes and also Doritos itself is just a way to relax and enjoy the moment, I guess.
Okay. I love your guys' answer. I don't want to hold you back from winning more prizes.
Of course.
Because you guys are winning all the prizes.
And just enjoying the night and just soaking this up. And I will say this, I'd love to see you guys here next year, okay? Like, you have to make it a thing. Well, you have one more year.
Yeah.
And then we kick you out. You're like, don't come back.
Okay. That was fun.
Well, yeah, enjoy the rest of the night and don't have too much fun, okay?
Okay, we won't.
I have to have too much fun now. I'm going to 11.
The atmosphere right now is really amazing. You know why? It's because they just announced who that PS winner is. Yeah. And everyone's losing their minds because they want to be friends with the winner.
That winner needs security.
I know, right?
They need security.
But let's not talk about the winner because I'm going to try conjure up things that are not legal. So let's talk to the person that is sitting right in front of us. I'm super excited. I don't know why. I can't explain my excitement. But you'll know why I'm excited in a few seconds. It's the one and only
Yoshin Leonard
from Yellowwood.
I know, right?
Yes.
So they are basically the reason why we're here.
100%. Part of the reason, but the major reason, yes.
And then what do you do at Yellowwood?
So I'm the youth strategy intern.
So
youth department, Gen Next, just makes sense.
That sounds exciting.
I love that. Quick question, straight off the bat. Is this your first Sunday Times Gen Next?
In person.
No, in person, yes. Last year I attended the virtual one as well. Yeah.
And how are you enjoying today, the environment, seeing the people out and about?
It's amazing, hey, seeing how brands are now interacting with youth and everything. Coming here, seeing it live, because obviously COVID kept us apart. Mm. You know, so being here live, it's incredible, high energy. But yeah, incredible
wow.
to be here.
And I'm sure this took a lot of work, a lot of sleepless nights to get this to happen, actually.
Definitely. If you're going to ask me about the Gen Next reports, I can tell you a little bit about that as well.
Yes, I think this is where my excitement is coming
right.
from.
The insight.
You are the inside man who knows the pulse and what the kids are thinking in 2022. So I want to know, you know, without giving too much away of who's winning, who's leading the pack, but what are some of the things that brands have done that have made them stand out to the kids in 2022?
So can't really answer these questions because the report answers it for us. And you know, I am an ambassador of the report, so if I'm doing anything for the reports, I'm showcasing the report. But I can tell you that brand activity for youth, it's a thing that's growing. I think if we look back 20, 30 years ago, youth and brands were not something that was really a thing. You know, it was like, you are not buying from us or you are not our target audience. But now I think brands are realizing that they are a real target audience. So an essential target audience at that. So definitely. And the report does look into it exactly. And it showcases actually what brands are winning over with the youth and what aren't.
And then for this year, was there certain criteria to get all the brands that are here today?
So I was not involved in the process of bringing the brands that were here today, because we are partnered with Arena and Sunday Times, obviously, for this event. Mm-hmm. So I think that was more handled by their side, but there was influence as well. So we looked at brands, I think, that were more or less youth aligned. And as you can see today, the kiddies are interacting heavily with these brands. And these brands are definitely something that they're related to. Maybe it's because they brought prizes with them, but that's always a winning thing. Right?
Freebies will always keep people much more happy and happier, and just looking forward to what you have to offer. I'm also excited to kind of know from your side, how has the planning process been? I mean, this is kind of like the first time you are interacting in person, and it's almost like, I feel like we're almost back to normal, but we're not doing things how things were usually done before as well.
No, definitely. I think from a planning perspective, again, I was not the one heavily involved in the... I think, I'm sorry to say, I'm probably the wrong person to answer all your questions. However, I can say that, I mean, if we look at an event like this, planning has to go in it. Yes. And I think for weeks on ends in the office, we were talking about this, the build-up to it. I mean, my manager, Nolita, has really been working hard on her speech and everything, and looking into it, and she's been overseeing this whole process of AgendaX reporting and everything, alongside with the data team and everything at the end of it. So it really is, there's a lot of planning that goes into this. I think you can't do something like this fly by night. It's really...
Absolutely, absolutely. And then in terms of the event, which is starting quite soon actually,
yes.
Is there anything special you guys are doing this year that you know of?
So I can shout out to my J-Bards. So J-Bards are the Junior Board of Directors. Mm-hmm. It's a tool and a resource that Yellowwood has under their name. Mm-hmm. Basically what we do is we survey youth and ask them to do video recordings of themselves, in essential like branding, politics, and you know, essential aspects of, you know, life. And then we pick the high quality ones, the ones who really give thoughtful insights, to join onto the JBOD program. Now, I had the privilege last year, for the full year, from April to April this year, I was a JBOD member.
Oh, nice.
So it is a truly incredible program. And I think when we are, like, you'll see on our LinkedIn page on Yellowwood, you will see that we do recruit quite frequently, like every year. So I'd definitely push that if anyone's interested in, or kids, you know, youth aged 12 to 30, so that youth bracket, if they're interested in actually getting involved in it, then they should definitely check our socials and find us there, because I think brands are also using the JBOD tool to actually gather those insights. So, you know, you would do something with Yellowwood on the strategy of your brand and want to know how you can reach the youth. We do the heavy, you know, strategic work, the planning, the intense research that goes into the markets and everything. And then we look at the study like the Gen Next to actually have that backup to what we're saying, the statements that we're saying. And then we also use the JBODs now as live evidence to come and give their opinion. So it really is a platform where the youth are given the voice. And you know what? Companies, brands are getting this fresh input from a real young person.
I love that. I think a question that you can answer now is, how has this experience been for you?
It's been amazing. Hey, it's been amazing. I was asked in the week if I can do this because someone was unavailable to actually MC. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I've been at JBOD, I've done public speaking before, and we needed someone. So I was like, you know what, let me step up, I'll do it. And it's been incredible. The energy here was quite high. And it's been quite a while since I've been in this audience with this energy. So it really is good to be back here. It's something that I think, you know, it's something I can do again. So it's been incredible. And yeah, it's just been a really incredible opportunity.
Your outfit as well, sir. Yes. You are swagging.
Ooh, thank you. He's wearing all black head to toe with chains on chains on chains.
Come on.
I mean, you had to, right? You had to. It was a youth and lively event. We have to do it.
I am inspired and I'm so glad. I was so happy to hear you say that youth between, you said between 30 and
on our
50.
Socials, it'll be exactly the youth we're looking for, but I believe it's actually from 8 or no, 12. I'm not sure about the exact age bracket, but I want to say from 12 to 30. But when we recruit, the actual ages will be there, because we do have some that are younger, just for that, you know, that young child input as well, which is also important to get.
I'm just glad to hear my age with and youth in the same sentence.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
I mean, today before I left the office, someone was telling me I couldn't make it to be a J-Bot. I'm like, how old are you? And he didn't want to tell me. And I'm like, well, I was a J about 25 and I can still be for the next 5 years. So it's like, okay, cool. So definitely 30 is still part of the youth bracket. Don't worry.
Okay.
We're on the end of the spectrum, but we're still part of the youth bracket.
I can still just.
I'm
just
done sweating.
Yeah, because we've spoken to quite a few of the kids. And you realize, I'm no longer 12.
Absolutely. But we just want to say congratulations on throwing such a beautiful event.
Yes.
Everything has been amazing. And of course, it's not over yet. The festivities do continue throughout the evening. So what can we expect heading towards the awards?
So the awards are really something that you don't want to miss. If you can quickly register online and actually watch it, I would highly advise you do that, because you'll get the quick insight on who the youth actually consider top, you know what I'm saying? And if you know who's on top, if you're a brand or if you're a startup or whatever level you're at in the industry, you've got a good beacon point to actually look to and everything. So I'd say, like, what we've got installed for the rest of the night is truly something to look forward to. And I will actually add that brands and companies should look into investing into the Gen Next reports. You can find out from Yellowwood, our socials, and reach out to us and we can start communicating with you. And we actually will offer like services attached to it. So if you're battling with understanding the reports or whatever it is and you want more of an unpack, we actually do have like a value adds where we'll come and present to your companies and we'll, you know, develop it a bit more, help you understand it, help you see like some insights from it, how it's going to help you. So truly, I would like to shout out to all brands that are actually listening to this to invest in the Gen Next Report 2022. It is truly something that has been it's been beautiful hard work crafting this. And when I say hard work, sleepless nights and looking at the final product, it's something that, I mean, we edited it to the core. So it's that thing like, we don't like the way that sounds. Brands might not understand it if we put it in that language. Let's bring it to them in the language they understand. So definitely, it's a worthy investment.
Okay, I think brands have some homework to do. You know how the kids have homework on a daily? Brands, please listen up and do the right things. Go get this report and look through it and then strategize around it.
Let's not scare them with the word homework, but get in contact with us at Yellowwood and we can help you through it.
You're 100%.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Thank you for enlightening us and brands to kind of play their part. And I look forward to seeing what tonight has to offer. And I'm very excited to see how tonight goes. So, you, Mesh?
I'm excited as well. I cannot wait for the awards to begin. I'm just counting the hours.
Oh, you mean the minutes?
The minutes.
All right.
Yeah, the minutes. The minutes is accurate.
All right. Right. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, Cliff Central. This has been amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Sim here, and right next to me is Mesh. And I'm super excited because we've been talking about this PS5 the whole time we've been here. And let me tell you,
the excitement levels.
Let me tell you, we finally know who won it. And I'm excited because this person is going to be my best friend. I'm basically just...
Everyone wants this person to be their best friend because we're surrounded by the whole event at this point.
Yes, and we're just going to quickly ask how he's feeling, what's going on. It's the one and only. How you doing?
And you?
I'm awesome.
I'm awesome. Can you please repeat your name again?
Yushen Naidu.
Oh, Yushen.
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 Yes.
So what school are you from, Yushen?
Windywood Primary.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're in primary.
Yes.
What grade are you in?
7.
Grade 7?
Nice.
And you have a PS5?
Yes.
Okay, wait. So let's just take a moment. You entered the competition.
Yes.
Did you think you were going to win?
No.
How did you enter?
I used online. Oh. Went online.
Oh, you could enter online?
Yes.
And then they just did a raffle here?
Yes.
And then
they announced
your name?
Yes.
And then how did you feel?
I was in utter shock.
Did you faint?
No.
What did you do? Did you scream?
No. I was just in utter shock. I was in silence.
Oh, wow. So have you told any of your parents? Have you called anyone, any family members yet?
I just called my mom.
And what did you say? Did you just be like, Mom, I want a PS5? Or were you screaming like, Mom, I want a PS5?
Mom, I just want a PS5.
That is amazing. You're going to be the most popular kid in school now. How does that feel?
It feels great.
Everyone's going to be wanting to come to your house. They'll be like, Yushien, Yushien, when are we coming?
I've heard that a couple of times.
Oh, wow. And I just want to know, is this your first time at the Sunday Times Gen Next?
Yes.
It is. So you attend for the first time and then you walk away with the whole PS5. How amazing is that?
You'll be coming back next year?
Hopefully.
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 You must fight. Come back. You might win something better, Chief.
Hey, PS6.
Yeah. I'm sure you're having a great day. I mean, even if it wasn't a great day, walking away with this amazing prize is amazing. And we wish you nothing but awesome memories, okay?
Yes.
All right.
That is lovely. That is absolutely beautiful. And then one more question from me. Which brand stood out for you today?
Doritos.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
It can only be.
It can only be. I mean, you won a PS5, so that's the only, you know. But congratulations once again, and thank you for joining us. And enjoy your prize. This is very well deserved and amazing.
Yes.
Amazing, to say the least. Congratulations, Yushien.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Some cool kids. We are wrapping up. We're putting away the things. People aren't going away.
Yeah, it's time to call it a day. That's well.
A night.
A night. Oh yeah, we're calling it a day, but the night is starting.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have come to basically the end of the Sunday Times Gen Next.
The showcase.
Yeah.
The showcase has come to an end, and now we're preparing for the awards.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was trying to think how to describe this event.
Yes.
So I'm glad you described this showcase. It's the perfect way.
Because the brands are coming here to show the best of what they've got for the youth. Flexing to the youth, you know, showing what's buzzing among the youth.
Hey, we saw some things today.
Yes, we did. How are you guys feeling? So Ryan and AJ were the guys
behind the scenes.
Yes, you guys
technical
were
team.
Yes, our technical support, our technical producers. You guys set up the entire thing alongside with Greg. So how are you guys feeling?
Chief, I'm tired. Chief.
I know. I was looking at you like, hey.
Yeah, we're tired, guys. Yo, like having to.
It was cool though. I liked actually going and speaking to all these people around the event. It's a lot of fun. We actually had, with the way we organized it, I think we did it on the fly. Like, we didn't have a schedule.
Yeah, I think we basically winged this.
Yeah.
In all honesty. But, like, it was vibes. It came together.
Yeah. You know, I will say, you guys are the real rock stars here. You've kept this thing going. You've been doing interviews for hours now.
As in, there was a point, they were not even getting a break.
Bruh.
As, shout out to our hosts.
Yeah.
And we had fun while doing it, didn't we, Simpiwe?
Did. I think one of my highlights was getting to talk to Lasizwe. That was amazing. That was dope. He's really cool in real life, guys. You know, when you meet someone in real life, it's a different ballgame.
And one of my highlights has to be talking to the teachers as well as talking to the students, because some of the students were very interesting. I got to actually gauge with what the next generation of revolutionaries have to say and what's on their minds. So that was really inspiring and kept me quite grounded, to say the least.
Yeah, after talking to some of these people, I started realizing, guys, we are old, eh? Like,
No. As our fellow comrade from Yellowwood said, they define youth as 12 to 30. So, I'm youth.
I'm also youth, bro.
I mean, on a technicality.
The mere fact that you had to get school about busing. Come on now.
I won't lie. Shout out to the teachers and for all the people in charge to make this thing happen, controlling that many kids.
Keeping
everyone safe and everyone leaving the building safely to go homes.
I can imagine the chaos.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially the kid who won that PS5. Man. Yes, see, I'm trying to be his friend, and he's only 12.
Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
His popularity just went up, number one.
He's the coolest kid.
100%.
He's the coolest kid right now. Winning an entire PS5, that's life-changing.
And also, shout out to his teachers, because they actually waited 15 minutes just for us to interview him. And so that was really, really cool.
What was cool is we got to interview the teachers.
Yes, we had them on beforehand.
It basically went full circle.
Yes, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful to see.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being such a rock star team. I don't know about you, but this is my first OB, and it's been amazing, to say the least.
So much fun.
Yeah, it's been great. It's tiring. I can say that.
Yeah, this
it's
is not
tiring.
For the faint-hearted. Whoever is listening to this and thinking it's glitz and glams, no, we are all tired. We are on zero right now, and we still have work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, if you are listening to this and you did see us and you have some photos, if you even interviewed, tag us. Like, you
tag
know.
Cliff Central, tag Zim Tetwa, tag Mash_IE.
It was really, really cool meeting everyone. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we'll be back next year. Thank you very much.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we had a pom-pom-pom in this building, bruh. Mm-hmm. Like, I was having a chat with Greg earlier, and I was like, guys, we were the rock stars here.
Crunch up,
we're the rock stars.
Yeah.
100%.
And I think you guys picked a really great place. As people enter, we're the first thing they see. Mm-hmm.
When people leave, we are the last things they see.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, I'm excited about the awards. I'm excited to mingle with the grown folks now. And I'm also just excited to see where we're going in 2022. So shout out to Sunday Times Gen Next. Shout out to Yellowwood. Shout out to Cliff Central for plugging us with this.
Come on now.
And shout out to each and every single brand that showed up. They showed out. Like, no kid left in tears. Yes.
And shout out to the brands that couldn't make it, because it is a smaller venue, as we discussed earlier. And some brands couldn't make it here. So shout out to them. Shout out to the winners later on. I'm really excited.
There were so many prizes that got handed out. I was shocked, hey?
I know, right?
Just seeing people walk out of here with most of the prizes.
Like, they had great, like, guys, whoever knows who I need to talk to about those vouchers, the Mr. Price vouchers, the PS5, guys.
The bag. There's the bag.
The bag that was so dope, guys.
There was a bag.
I need to go hustle. Yeah, guys, we're done. And we're going to hustle some great vouchers for ourselves now.
Yeah, I think now it's time. I think, now it's time for us to enjoy ourselves now.
Yeah.
Because work is officially over.
And we deserve it.
Yeah, we deserve it. Respanne.
And we're out.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com